with my good colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the editor and publisher. He's traveling. He's in London. We come now to the Nigerian election of 2022, concluded with the victory going to the man representing the establishment, Bola Tinubu. However, there is new information that raises questions a great deal, not only about Tinubu, but about the legitimacy, the trustworthiness, the credibility, the stability of the whole country because of questions raised at the election and misrepresentations. Gregory, what do we know about Tinubu? What do we know about his presentation to the people of Nigeria?
Well, firstly, we have to understand that Nigeria is this great bellwether for Africa. It's the largest population and the largest economy in Africa. It has moved very deliberately past an era of coups, which were intended to save democracy in many years past. And the military have not intervened this time and have indicated that they don't want to intervene. But the reality is that the Independent National Electoral Commission really showed that it was bought off by the outgoing administration in order to put their candidate, Bola Tinubu, in the front seat of the election. He won about a third of the votes, 36% of the votes. He won a third of the states in Nigeria, but he failed to win something which was stipulated in the Constitution. He had to win not only a given number of states, but also the federal capital territory around Abuja. He failed to win Abuja. Now, the logical outcome for the election commission would have been to call for a second round of voting between the top two candidates, Atiku Abubakar and Bola Tinubu. That they didn't do. They just awarded the election to Tinubu. Now, that's well and good, and it was appealed to the elections court, which again ruled in favor of Tinubu, even though there was a prima facie case of that it violated the Constitution. There were always questions about the bribing and corruption within the courts and within INEC, the Election Commission. But then we've now started to see greater attention being paid to the fact that Bola Tinubu lied and committed forgery and fraud on his election application in sworn documents. This included a lot about his educational qualifications, which he clearly lied about, and it included failure to disclose his criminal prosecutions in the United States. And as a result, what we've seen belatedly, as a result of a U.S. attempt under the Freedom of Information Act to have documents in the federal government of the United States released into the public domain. Now, in September, the FBI said it would start releasing 500 documents or 500 pages a month of its documents on Tinubu out of 2,500 total pages of material that they have on him. The CIA, the State Department, the IRS, the Drug Enforcement Agency have also got a mass of data about Bola Tinubu's activities in the United States, and they too are preparing to release all this information. And what it's starting to show is that Bola Tinubu has used many aliases along his career, including to gain an education or to gain claims of education. And he basically put pressure on Chicago State University not to release the transcriptions of anything to do with him because they show that he used different names, that he used several different social security numbers in the United States, some of which were clearly borrowed or fraudulent. He clearly forged a number of documents. He borrowed another person's identity to file studies which were required educationally. So he's done a number of things, but he particularly was prosecuted in Chicago in the 1990s for narcotics trafficking. And he basically pleaded no contest to that and escaped with a forfeiture of $460,000 rather than go to prison. So there's a lot which is coming out about him. So the appeal against the election outcome after being rejected by the election courts is now getting ready to go to the Supreme Court of Nigeria. And that's going to be accompanied by all of this other information about Tinubu's forgeries, if Bola Tinubu is in fact his name. But he's lied on about literally every aspect of his life. So it gets to be a very interesting situation. It's to the point now where if the Supreme Court does not overturn this election, then there will be serious consequences. I've had it, and that's one of the reasons I'm in London speaking to a lot of my African correspondents who've come up to meet me, is that there will be consequences such as a move to impeach President Tinubu, starting either in the Senate or in the House of Representatives in Nigeria. But certainly there's cooperation among House and Senate people, the politicians there, to start not only an impeachment of the president to overturn the election, but also to start censuring or impeaching the Supreme Court if it fails to do its duty, and also, of course, to start prosecuting officials within INEC, the Independent National Election Commission, as well. So this starts to get very, very ugly. The military has basically said, well, we don't want to be back in government ever again. It's just too damaging to the country to restart the clock every time. But what you will see is an increase in public unrest. You'll see the government being unable to coordinate any compromises with its neighbors in ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, in the fight against the jihadist movements such as Boko Haram and Islamic State West Africa and the like. So this is going to get really ugly really quickly and will further impact the Nigerian economy unless the Supreme Court does its duty. Now, I raise that.
We have a minute, Gregory. Go ahead. A minute.
The Supreme Court is actually being assaulted by the Tinubu State House with bribery offers and all manner of coercive measures. So the seven justices who we now know have been chosen for this Supreme Court case really are up against a massive dilemma, whether they cave to corruption, which they may, or whether they bring the country into real chaos.
Has either the UK government or the US government commented? We've got 30 seconds.
No, they have not commented, but the fact that the U.S. government has now caved completely and is releasing documents over five major agencies, starting with the FBI, is a statement in itself.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's traveling. He's in London. The unfinished and deeply, deeply troubled election of 2022 in Nigeria, influencing all of Africa. Everybody watches very carefully what happens in Nigeria. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patterson.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.